Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 70 for the week of April 28th, 2008. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Control Plating as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Ontario, California, Control Plating provides decorative chrome, black chrome, hard chrome, anodized type 1, type 2, and type 3, chem film, passivation, brushed nickel, satin nickel, electroless nickel, and polishing. And for more information on Control Plating, please visit the Job Shops directory. And as always, we'd like to thank all of our supporting advertisers who make Finishing.com and this podcast possible. Here's the calendar of events for May. On May 4th through the 7th, RadTech UVEB Technology Expo and Conference will take place at the Lakeside Center at McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. On May 7th, the Kentucky Pollution Prevention Center will hold a free process water management workshop at the Kentucky Department of Transportation Building in Frankfort, Kentucky. On May 8th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have a branch meeting at Angelo's in Elmhurst, Illinois. Also on May 8th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will hold their third annual Jim Richardson Memorial Golf Tournament at the Hermitage Golf Club in Hermitage, Tennessee. And finally on May 8th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On May 13th, the Orange County Metropolitan Branch of the AESF will hold a May Peddler's Night at Jaeger House in Anaheim, California. On May 14th through the 16th, Electrocoat 2008 will take place at the Marriott of Indianapolis in Indiana. And on May 21st through the 23rd, the 4th Dongguan International Coatings Fair will take place at the Dongguan International Conference and Exhibition Center in Guangdong, China. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.